Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
So, that was Armageddon time, or Armageddon time. So what's the story about? Well, in the 1980s, Michael Banks Repetta is Paul Graff, a young, precocious kid from a Jewish immigrant family. Friends with Jaylen Webb as Johnny, the two rail against the restrictions put on them at school. However, with each kick received, it always seems to be Johnny as the black kid who ends up paying the higher price. Caught between the sage advice of his Holocaust survivor grandfather, an ever-excellent Anthony Hopkins, and the explosive beatings of his repressed father, as played by Jeremy Strong, Paul struggles to comprehend the social fault lines that punish Johnny and yet forever seem to earn him an inexhaustible line of reprieves. All of which, if anything, leaves James Gray's periodic drama feeling like a little bit strange, like an unsatisfying excess of riches. On the overwhelming positive side are the performances. Jeremy Strong is all bottled up rage as Paul's handyman father, and nobody delivers exposition conveyed as character-enriching insight like Sir Anthony Hopkins. Also, Jaylen Webb's performance as Johnny reminds me a lot of how Daniel Kaluuya so effectively channels injustice through a desperately optimistic, prism-like expression. Yet caught in this cascading cloud of mired ambitions is a really exceptional performance from Anne Hathaway. Shorn of her beauty and playing Esther, Paul's mother, her life feels withered to the bone in a chaotic family where few respect her or even hear her voice. So, whilst Armageddon Time fails as an ultimately compelling rites of passage movie, both the cast and the affecting Michael Banks Repetta as Paul are clearly trying their best. It's just that in this tale of childhood dreams crushed under the wheels of Reaganite realities, the film itself feels slightly rigged as we focus so much on a white kid's guilt whose skin affords him so many second chances. But then again, maybe that's the point. Either way, Armageddon Time is certainly pointing in the right direction. It just doesn't quite earn the right to use the Clash's apocalyptic Armageddon Time at its close. But that's just my impression. See what you think.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.